I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. According to the American Cancer Society, about 32.4 million American adults smoke cigarettes, and smoking remains the single largest preventable cause of death and illness in the world. To talk about deciding to quit and then making a plan is Dr. Benjamin Toll. He's a professor of public health sciences and psychiatry and director of the Tobacco Treatment Program at MUSC Health. Dr. Toll, what are some of the most important health benefits when someone quits smoking short-term and long-term?
In the short-term, you have less shortness of breath, you cough less, you smell and feel better. In the longer-term, you greatly cut down on your risk for very serious long-term problems like lung cancer, other cancers, stroke, and heart disease.
And what are some of the reasons that people do finally decide to quit smoking? What sort of puts them over the edge to tackle that?
In my experience, many people choose to quit smoking for a variety of reasons: to save money. People try to quit to improve their health. Oftentimes, unfortunately, people find their loved ones and family members are getting sick from smoking-related causes, and that motivates them.
And once the decision to quit is made, what needs to happen next to move that decision into sort of a plan of action?
What's best is if the person who is smoking can make a quit date, obtain medications, obtain ideally counseling, and obtain support from their family and their loved ones.
What about free resources available to help people get started with quitting smoking?
Across the state, it is possible to call the Quit Line, which is a great free resource. That phone number is 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
And tell us about the addiction to nicotine and what can help with this issue when someone is quitting.
There are counseling options and medication options. So a person that wants to quit would be greatly helped by doing both. I tell people that medications work alone and counseling works alone, but if you put them together, that they work much better.
And once someone has decided to quit, the quit date has arrived, what does the real process look like of quitting smoking?
What's very important is that the person that's trying to quit views this as a long-term process. I say it's like climbing a mountain. So if you're climbing up that mountain, it's fine to slip and to fall down, but it's important that you stand back up and that you keep climbing forward. It's common that you might have a small slip of smoking. That is not a sign of failure or a bad thing. What's important is that you throw out your cigarettes and that you keep trying to stay quit.
And Dr. Toll, what additional advice do you often give to people that you're working with about quitting?
I encourage patients who are trying to quit smoking to focus on the benefits of quitting. So the money that they're saving, the fact that they smell better, the fact that they're cutting down on their risk of serious medical problems. These are the important parts of the quitting process for them to focus on.
Dr. Toll, thanks for providing information about quitting smoking.
Bobby, thank you for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.